Are you someone who loves Christmas to the point that you really hate to take the decorations down, even if it is now January 15th? If you answered yes, you are a Noelophile. And so am I. And this show is for you. Hi, I'm Dot Cannon. And for this website, I also like to use the pseudonym Noella Noelophile. On this show, we're going to be talking about Christmas in general and California Christmas in particular. My guests and I are going to tell you about special places you can go and things you can do during the Christmas season. We'll fill you in on gifted artists who are creating things you might just like to consider putting under your Christmas tree for the important people in your life. And we'll also do one other thing. We're going to be talking with people who are doing what Charles Dickens' Scrooge promised to do, honoring Christmas in their hearts and keeping it all the year. So, let's get started.
My God, we got to do something to bring more out back. And I remember going to Disneyland with my mom and watching the Electric Parade. And one of her favorite TV programs for Christmas was Laurel and Hardy, The March of the Wooden Soldiers. So I thought I'd combine both of them. And when they said, what do you want to call it? I said, since everyone's mad, let's just call it the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival.
The best kind of creative madness is just about to come to historic downtown Vallejo. That would be the sixth edition of the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival. Frank Malafrando is an impresario, strategic planning and fundraising professional, and a filmmaker. He is also the creator, producer, and organizer of the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival. Frank, how did you first come up with the idea for the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival?
Well, going back to 2009, the city of Vallejo in California was going through a difficult period, as many cities were at that time during the recession, and they were, in fact, filing for bankruptcy. And the morale was really low, and everything was on the down for not only this city, but even San Francisco. And I had attended the year prior to their tree lighting, and it was, I don't know, maybe 200 people. This is a city of 100,000. And the tree was on the waterfront, and they were ready to have Santa come by and light the tree, and the ferry boat came out, because it's the harbor port, and the foghorn sort of stifled any kind of interaction with the Christmas people, and the people came off of the boat, and the wind from the ferry boat coming in sort of made the whole tree slant, and people walked by like it didn't exist. So between that and the bad time, I thought, we got to do something to liven up the city and bring more out back. And I remember going to Disneyland with my mom and sitting down watching the Electric Parade. And one of her favorite TV programs for Christmas was Laurel and Hardy, The March of the Wooden Soldiers. And Vallejo had steampunkers that had moved here. And it also has the Maritime Academy College. So I thought I'd combine both of them. And since everyone was mad at one thing or another because of the bankruptcy, when they said, what do you want to call it? I said, since everyone's mad, let's just call it the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival. And that's how the name came in.
I love that. Even with that much imagination and fun, you were working against a background where probably nobody felt like a party. How did you get people inspired?
Well, that was challenge 1, 2, and 3. I went to the Vallejo Main Street, went to the city, and I went to different groups and special interest groups that worked in the downtown and on the waterfront. And everyone basically said, been there, done that, and nothing works, and on, and people say, and they don't do, and it was just not easy to try to get groups organized and together to say, let's put this on. How do you put a parade and a festival on for a first time, and you don't even know the whole politics? Finally, I ran into someone that worked with another special interest group that was interested, and they saw that I've done these things before with hospitals and events and with hotels, that I had the capabilities of organizing something of this magnitude. And they brought together some of the city people and some of the lead players in the city to come to the table and hear me out and then say, okay. And that sort of got it rolling. And I had 3 months to pull this together and take over the holiday tree light.
Wow. 3 months. Nobody believed that you could. No pressure or anything.
Right.
What do you remember very best from those preparations in those 3 months?
Well, a great deal. deal. You know, I got everybody fired up, which was really good. But you don't know people till you start working with them. So people being fired up, people getting all excited and capabilities. You know, as Thomas Edison once said, the opportunity's there, but the ability may not be. So it was learning by trial. And I had put many, many groups together to partake in this whole event. And I realized my stronghold were just particular groups, the school, the steampunkers, and some of the high school bands that finally came through. So I've learned how to narrow it down, where now going into its sixth year, I only have three meetings and three different committee groups before we kick it off. So I've learned how to, as Sinatra once said, I think he was doing the concert with Liza Minnelli and Dean Martin, and he had everybody came with so many bits and pieces to put into their dressing room to remind them of home. And Sinatra only came with a briefcase. And they said, well, you're like the biggest of them all, and how come you come just with a briefcase? And he said, when you get where I am, you learn how to trim the fat. So that's what I've learned from the start of that, how to trim the fat and speed it through to put together something as viable as this.
What a great creative lesson. Take me back, please, in your imagination to that first Mad Hatter Holiday Festival, if I'm not mistaken, December 4th, 2010. What was that day like?
Surprisingly, we had no idea who was going to be there. We did get the California Maritime Cadets, the March of the Wooden Soldiers, to sort of lead it off. And we had probably 20 different art cars that were able to light up at night, and people all dressed in Mad Hatter outfits from Alice in Wonderland. We did have, which was really nice, a marching band from one of the schools that was dressed up in their uniform. And we were ready to kick it off. And we had a tree. It was about a 25-foot tree that was four blocks from where we were going to start the trek. And there was no one on the street. This was going to be an evening parade. We're starting at about 4:30 because a lot of these vehicles light up or shoot fire. And we made the turn. At about 4 o'clock, there was hardly anyone there. And our Grand Marshal, and I always thought we'd bring a hero of Vallejo on board to show the city that there are successes from the city. And our first Grand Marshal, I was able to get Natalie Coughlin, the 11 gold medal Olympian winner for swimming. So she was leading it, and we had characters from Six Flags come down, Tweety Bird and Daffy Duck, that were part of the color. And we took an old bank, and we turned it into a FAO sports like on Fifth Avenue in New York. And we had cadets lined up along the street. So at 4 o'clock, there was hardly anybody in the street. But coming closer to the parade kicking off, we turned around. There must have been close to 1,000 people. So that was the first, and I realized, oh, this is going to work. If we were able to bring in this number for a first time, it'll grow from there.
Fast forward to today with five successful ones under your belt. What are we going to be seeing for Mad Hatter Holiday Festival 2015?
Well, you know, the attendance has grown since then. We're now up from 1,000 to a little about 10,000 plus people. So it's grown. And the four blocks has now turned into almost seven blocks because of the numbers of people. The activities have increased. The parade has gotten larger. So now the firing trucks have Santa on top of a pole dancing with Santa helpers. So it's sort of like a New Orleans jazz Alice in Wonderland event. And every year we have a Grand Marshal. You know, over the years we've had Natalie Coughlin who led it. Then we had Gabby Wilson, who was also with Disney and a singer. And we had Mark Munoz, who was a championship fighter. And then we had Joey Chestnut, who was the hot dog eating champion, all from Vallejo. And this year, we're bringing on Mitzi Sanchez. Mitzi was, if you remember back in 2000, she was one, there were several girls that were kidnapped. Bodies were found thereafter. Mitzi was also kidnapped as an 8-year-old girl. But she was able to escape the kidnapper by finding the key to unlock her locks while she was in the truck and he was trying to get a sandbag. And she crawled out the window. UPS driver was by and saved her, and she got the license plate, and they caught the serial killer. So she was a hero of proportion, being able to escape from a serial killer and also get him into jail. So she's our grand marshal this year. So it's very special. So we have many art mobiles, fire shooting dragons, and fire shooting horses that light up in the streets. We now have from one marching band to four marching bands. Now the Maritime Academy Cadets not only march in it by the 30 or 40 of them, we have them dancing the waltz or the tango with partners down the street as well. So we love that. The Mad Hatter has gotten a mascot, which is larger than life. Who is the Mad Hatter? We have the Lion King, the March Hare, the Cheshire Cat. We have queens and duchesses all able to robe. So we basically created golf carts, and we put the dresses over the golf carts. So you have the queen and the duchesses on these carts, so you see them roving through the streets during the parade. We put on a fire show right by where the tree is. So we probably have close to 6 or 8 different fire throwers, and they put on an extravagant show. We have 3 areas where there's continual music, an artisan craft fair for Christmas goods. We have a food court. We have train rides that go around the tree and up the street. We have a ball. We have a grand home Victorian tour that follows this, where all the big grand homes are lit up for Christmas and served hot chocolates and goods and brownies. And we have a tea with Teddy with the museum, and that's free for the public, and that brings hundreds of kids. And it's a Hatter's tea this year, so the Hatter's involved besides Santa. And we have many photo ops with Santa. So it's going to be a large, and we also bring in, surprisingly, to Wonderland, who made his way there, Darth Vader and the Stormtroopers. So they come in full, and they start shooting laser discs at the tree to get it all lit up for the bringing the Christmas set.
What an absolute blast. Let's start giving some times on this. I have December 5th for your actual festival, but at what time does all of this start? When do you start with Tea with Teddy, for example?
Everything starts around 11 a.m., and then it goes on to closer to 9 p.m. Now, the tree lighting goes, the parade goes off at 4:30. The tree lighting goes off at 6. And then we coordinate a lighted boat parade by the waterfront that starts right after the tree is lit. And the program is over about 6:30. So it goes one right after the other on the 5th of December.
Are you and your team going to get any sleep at all between now and the 5th of December?
In fact, no.
It occurs to me to wonder, as all of this is happening, do you get to be in the parade, or are you overseeing? What's your role once it gets rolling?
Yeah, I am. Well, I'm the visual hatter. So I have my own costume and my own giant hat that I wear in the parade. And the hat has gone so successful that we even put it in some of the county fairs, many versions of it. So I hope this year, if it brings over the 10,000, which I think it will, one of the future things is we may create an entire Wonderland weekend on the waterfront with rides and activities and shows and plays and all that as well.
Ooh, I hope you get to do that. How have you seen Vallejo change in the 5 years since you started this?
Well, after it came out of bankruptcy, it started moving up here. With the high-tech companies moving into the Bay Area and San Francisco, prices have gotten so high that many people are leaving, and they've been buying properties here. So we've had a new influx of people, new businesses, artists that were driven out because of cost have opened up shops in the downtown. A coffee shop has opened. A couple more restaurants have opened. The artists have done the windows up that were vacant buildings with art designs and programs they have inside and out of the buildings. So it's, besides the art walk, there are street closings. It's not gotten to where it needs to be, but it has improved a good deal.
On the subject of not gotten where it needs to be, like any city, Vallejo will have some crime issues. What do we need people to know about staying safe when they come to stay and visit the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival or take the tours of the homes?
Well, the police force has grown, and they have a security-based group that just monitors the downtown and the waterfront. And with the influx of all new people besides artists and restaurateurs, it's totally cleaned up and it's become very safe. So there hasn't been any problems in the past 2 years at all. So in Mad Hatter is such a family day and there are so many thousands of people that it's totally safe and it's so much fun. And by the end of it, close to after the tree is lit, it's like when I saw the New Year coming in Times Square in New York, and Anderson Cooper was pretty close by me when I was there. And he just finished the whole program when the ball dropped. And then it must have been a million plus people. And then he looked up 10 minutes after and he said, "Where'd everybody go?" It was down to me and maybe 20 people in all Times Square. And the same happens with tree lighting. As soon as the tree is lit, the parade goes off. People sort of wander around to all the festivities that are on for about 45 minutes or so. And then they're off.
How can people best support you as you continue to grow your Mad Hatter Holiday Festival?
Well, a number of ways. They could come dressed as any of the Alice in Wonderland characters and feel like they're part of Wonderland and not just the observers, which is a lot of fun. They can send in and tie into our Facebook page, which is Mad Hatter Holiday Festival Vallejo. And we have prizes and they can say they're flying in and wearing costumes. We tend to take about 30 to close to 40 people and we'll put them in the parade.
Now, if you'd like to come to the parade in costume,
you know, any of the Alice in Wonderland looks would work. We had one person, I usually walk the parade and I'll pick people out and I'll put them in the parade just randomly. And this one person came down, he dressed up very similar to Johnny Depp from Alice in Wonderland. And he came from Sacramento. And he looked just like the Mad Hatter from the Alice in Wonderland Disney film. And I said, "Are you with anyone?" And he said, "No." I said, "You came all the way here from Sacramento by yourself to see the parade?" He says, "He loves Alice in Wonderland." I said, "Well, how would you like to be in the parade? And I'll put you right next to the mayor of the Vallejo in one of the top cars going down the parade." And he was really excited, came in and was photographed and numerous times because of his look. And everybody thought he was part of the whole thing. So he had that experience. So even if you're down there and you're dressed up, wave to me as I walk the street and you may just get selected and be part of this whole experience.
Frank, this is going to be a tough question, but what's been one of your all-time favorite memories from your 5-plus years experience of the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival?
And in fact, with Make-A-Wish Foundation, a girl who has cancer, and she was going to be her 13th birthday, and she was all strapped up and braced, had a very difficult time walking, and one of her wishes was to have an Alice in Wonderland party. And Make-A-Wish couldn't find anything that was closer to them, and we got a call and said, "Of course, we'll go by and create an Alice in Wonderland tea party for her, and we'll also have her light the tree for the Mad Hatter Parade." And it was really a special thing, and special for her, and special for everyone.
Wow. You gave her a Christmas memory for the rest of her life. That's amazing. As we conclude here, what's your all-time favorite Christmas memory, Mad Hatter Festival related or not?
Sitting in Disney, watching the electric parade with my mom on the floor late at night. She's no longer with me, but that was special, and the fact that she got me very involved with Christmas, and again, the March of the Wooden Soldiers with Lauren Hardy. So all that was the inspiration for what is now.
Frank, thank you for your time today.
Okay, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me up here in Vallejo in California.
You and I have been listening to Hyperion Community Partners founder and CEO Frank Malafrando, producer and organizer of the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival in Vallejo. The 6th edition of the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival is happening this Saturday, December 5th. Festivities start at noon with Tea with Teddy in the Vallejo Historical and Naval Museum, as Frank said. Wonderland activities start at Unity Plaza at 1, and the day continues with the Mad Hatter Parade at 4:30, the tree lighting ceremony at 6, and the boat parade at 6:30. This is going to be a party. You can find out more at hattervallejo.strikingly.com. Easy way to remember that is just think how strikingly different this is from most Christmas celebrations. HatterVallejo.strikingly.com. or their Facebook page is facebook.com/Mad Hatter Holiday Vallejo. And that concludes this edition of Noelophile. Thank you for listening, and may your Christmas season be strikingly fun, filled with laughter and bursting with imagination.